Chapter 29. They were in his bed at twilight, windows open, shades partially drawn. The day having cooled as it became night, wind from the east making the ocean sound closer than it was. Sonny's hand was on Jesse's chest. She'd always said she liked to feel the beat of his heart after they made love. She had covered them with a sheet. "When did you decide this would happen?" Jesse said. "I could ask you the same thing," she said. "You know how they talk about undecided voters during an election," Jesse said. "I was never undecided." She turned slightly, leaving her hand where it was so she could get closer to him and put her head on his shoulder. "I feel like we've been slow walking in this direction since I came up here," Sonny said. "And I did talk to Richie today."
"He's still in L.A.?"
"Yes."
"You tell him where you were?"
"I did."
"How'd that go?"
"It started out badly," she said, "then devolved from there."
"You didn't take your current proximity to me well?"
"I'd spent a lot of time on the call listening to him tell me how happy his boy is out there," she said. "How happy he was that they were all together. I finally asked how long he planned to stay. He said he wasn't sure. Then he asked me how long I planned to stay here. I told him I was working a case and that I wasn't sure. He said, 'Must feel like old times with you and Jesse,' or words to that effect. That's when the devolving occurred."
"So, this was revenge sex," Jesse said. She couldn't see him smiling. Maybe she heard it in his voice. She was smiling when she looked up at him and said, "What do you think, sailor?" He was still smiling. "Fucking well is the best revenge," he said.
"We're still good together," she said.
"Only good?
What is this?" Sonny said. "One of those product reviews with stars?"
"We both know. The worst sex we ever had was great." They lay there in silence. Sonny reached up with her hand and put it to Jesse's lips, and he kissed it. "How long do you think Molly and Suit will be at dinner?" Jesse said.
"I told her I'd call."
"They know this was a conjugal visit?"
"Oh, my, yes," Sonny said.
Jesse laughed. He hadn't laughed much lately. Didn't laugh much, period. It felt good. She felt good. They felt good. "I told Dix today that being with you made me happy," Jesse said. "Or as happy as I can be."
"Low bar," Sonny said.
"No shit." "Anyway," he said, "he told me I should try not to be a dick about this." Sonny giggled.
"Dix talked about Dix," she said. "You think he appreciated the irony of that?"
"Dix pretty much appreciates the irony of everything," Jesse said. "Life, mostly."
"Yours?"
"Everybody's," he said. He leaned over and kissed her hair. "Have I ever told you I find the smell of your hair intoxicating?"
"Pretty fancy notion there, Chief."
"I have my moments."
"Whatever turns you on," she said. "Intoxicatingly."
"Is that a word?"
"Is now."
They lay there in silence again. It seemed to Jesse that the sound of the waves had grown louder.
"I just want you to know that I'm up here as long as you need me," Sonny said.
"Want you or need you?"
"Either way."
Just like that, the sheet was off them and she was on top of him, their faces close, her hair falling into his eyes.
"Which one do you suppose it is right now?" Sonny said. "Want or need?"
"Either way," Jesse said. Then neither of them spoke for a long time. An hour later, Jesse was cooking them up eggs and bacon when Lundquist called.
"We may have your bomber," he said.